Yo. Love
Talk Radio.
Yo. We back live. About to have a quick hot cipher in this motherfucker. The name of the line of the beach real quick now. Got sitting in the building with your boy Sincere.
Good.
So, shit, whenever y'all ready. Shit, first off, how long y'all niggas been spitting?
Probably like 10 years old, 27 now.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? Been in it for a little bit.
Sure. I've been spitting since I was like 15. I've been making beats ever since I was like 13.
Okay.
I'm not really that much of a spitter for real, but I write. When I write my shit, I go in.
I feel you. Hey, that's a lot of niggas shit. Most niggas are writers, though. We got a few freestyle leadership and shit, and that's what I mean, left in the game now.
Right.
Got art. Right, that's the shit. That's actually where all that shit started from. They sitting there just spitting some old, it's off the tone shit.
Yeah, right.
Shit, I don't know. They don't do that shit. They think it's funny if you all do a freestyle.
Right. Can't write for nothing on the paper.
Yeah, that's the damn thing you're trying to hear you.
Right. Best way to rhyme if you putting in effort.
I freestyle my comedy, I just report anything.
Right. So fuck. Go back to it.
Yeah. We about to get this hot freestyle jumping off. Alright, if we went and load up shit. I don't know shit. Sam, you got something new coming to?
Needing to get in there real bad right now. I got a lot of shit on my chest, but court case pending right now.
Oh, yeah, say no more.
So, can't drop too much on that shit. Right now, I'm not on bond and shit, but I got some shit in the works. Trying to get this album done. New album called The Ascension Album. A lot of features on there. Okay. Beat the Kid will be on there. Joker. King Tut the Dog.
Shout out to Tut.
Yeah, no doubt. Various other artists, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get everybody on there, but make my ex excellent
spot. All right, man. So, I got any shows lined up coming up?
Right now, there's real hot shots under the table talk right now. Probably be doing some shows up at the Fat Guys Bar and Grill out there in Austin Town. Bill Marcus spot when it changed up. They got a new spot out there in Austin Town.
Yeah, right behind the Huntington Bank.
Yeah, no doubt. Right now they just had a
relapse.
Yeah, relapse last night.
Total package.
Total package this Friday. So right now they're doing bigger venues than Benji, because they don't snap up the local. I'm probably kicking the door on the local.
All right, shit. We about to jump to this hot cycle real quick.
many things that act in strap life. Philippines with rackets, it's more.
Hey, just you to hear about fucking killing it.
Yeah, I had to.
Straight looking on top of the dome right there. Meet the kid.
All right, we're gonna go ahead and throw in the track, and then we're gonna come back. We got another motherfucking freestyle for y'all.
All right,
you know what I'm saying. Now, in the meantime, we need to go ahead and cover some random news while I get everything taken care of.
Random news, bitches fighting.
Bitches fighting.
Right. That's random news. I'm going to go ahead and grab some random news off the Xbox One. Shout out to Xbox One. I don't really know how to use this motherfucker all like that. There we go. Yeah. I mean, niggas, like I said, motherfuckers don't freestyle no more. One dude to do, I'll be trying to, you know what I'm saying? I like to motherfucker pay attention to it. Random news. We see some random, some weird news. What's in the news today? What's in the news today? Bring you news of Sincere the Particle, son. You little homie, what's your name?
Trace.
You here with Trace? Oh, the best random news I've heard all week is El Chapo got free and he's gunning for Trump at. Right. Oh, this dude's in a robbery video of himself and turns himself in. Dumbest Criminal, Volume 1.
Right.
Because, man, I don't give a fuck. You can catch me and all the other extra shit, too, and I still ain't turning myself in. No, I ain't do it. No, I ain't saying I did it. Never give me the motherfucking, never give me the no, nigga. You can catch me on cake, finger in the cookie jar, and it's still with me, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck who the fuck you thought that was. It ain't me. He got dreads, glasses, he's 5'3", he weighs 130 pounds too, and it still ain't me, goddammit. Yeah, he got the same two tattoos as me, and it still ain't me. I don't give a fuck. I could have said my whole full name, and it still ain't me, goddammit. I take that shit to the dirt with me, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Shit, I ain't never turning myself in. No. Oh, what the fuck is politics? You know, these crooked motherfuckers out here. People don't be paying attention to politics. That's why everybody, we about to be on some fucking bullshit. Oh, Trump said, you don't owe McCain an apology. Yeah, and I see, that's when you know money didn't get to a motherfucker here. You just start saying outlandish shit. Like, no, you disrespect the motherfucker that fought for you. Me, you come, I ain't gonna apologize.
Right.
So if John McCain, if he came in here and just whooped your ass, then please, John McCain, go fight the POW war. He said right, shit right. To his head. He fuck me and take that toupee off fast as a motherfucker. Right. Oh, yeah. We about to get on the motherfucking Back to the Freestyle. See, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing I hate about politics. Motherfucker, Hillary Clinton calling out Trump, but like, they all don't eat together at night. Like, cut the bullshit fucking out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all cuss each other out on TV, then y'all motherfuckers all fucking snorting coke later on the same table. You know what I'm saying? Like, I voted for Ron Paul. I wrote Ron Paul in 1 year. He wasn't even on the ballot. I voted that motherfucker in. So, in fact, his ass sounded better than me.
Right.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? Just think about a little. Right now, I'm sitting there chilling doing a radio show. These motherfuckers bust in. Boom. Get on this truck. That's the same exact way these motherfuckers feel. When you were these soldiers just come in like, boom, what the fuck y'all doing? Get in this truck. Yeah. Nigga, no, I'm about to RPG the fuck out your bitch ass. This is my house. I pay rent in this bitch, motherfucker. I got Wi-Fi in this motherfucker. I got shit to do Monday, so I'm about to protect mine. And that's what the motherfuckers be saying. Like, everybody else is like, all this burning there and get them for oil. Like, no, fuck that oil.
Yeah. I ain't fucking getting here. I'm about to be
40 ounce. Oh, we about to have a 40 ounce remix. Yo.
The fly rhythms of little souls like time tripping. The sky's limit. Accented by pictures of fast living. And trapping them trap niggas with brass lyrics. Nevertheless, I keep my head up on water. Sinker, you swim, but not always in that order. Verbally slaughter the masses. No need for the wagons. Get your ass kicked.
I had a vision that good music was loud and kicking. And fly rhythms and move souls like time tripping. The sky's limit, accented by pictures of fast living. And trapping them trap niggas with brass lyrics. Nevertheless, I keep my head up above water. Think of you swim, but not always in that order. Verbally slaughter the masses. No need for the wagons, get your ass
kick. Instrumental leaning like a bad hip. Half this. Motherfucker who fucked the brothers and last. I come and fuck up your track. The fuck are you suckers at? I came with the Mac. He came with the pack. What's flavor than that? The same as you act. The same as you rap. They claim that you strapped. The fuck you think you fooling? Cold mind tears. Yeah, I'm moving tight. Cuban flow stupid. Gotta live vicariously to do my music. And punch them in the stomach till they puking. Front and so useless. On this track, I'm Hussein. Kick flip like Luke Kane. Talk skin marks and proof stain. Never the one to be running to, but I blow a mountain. So it sounds. Before I knew it, we had blown about.
I had a vision that good music was on the kicking through. Some of these rappers ain't ready for fame, true. I had a vision that good music was on the kicking through. Some of these rappers ain't ready for fame, true. I had a vision that good music was on the kicking through. Some of these rappers ain't ready for fame, true. I had a vision that good music was on the kicking through. Some of these rappers ain't ready for fame, true.
There's some shit you don't complain to. Thanking God I remain on the same too. Some people don't see the bigger picture and frame you. I stay away from the stigmas and just my aim too. Some of these rappers ain't ready for fame, true. They ain't doing what they claim to. Fuck around and find a seat behind the main crew. Up on yourself, walking in Eddie Kane's shoes. Five heartbeats away from the limelight. I'm thinking hindsight, my vision's fine bright. Pour the Moscato, let's toast, I'm a wine drinker. Refined thinker, but I won't throw off that pinky finger. Nah, that's not what I'm about. I'm here for more clout, spread my plague via mouth. I pack metal like Diggity, I lay a nigga out. But I really just wanna drown, I'm in a drought. My flow is the focus in a dark room. Photogenic, maybe an adult swim cartoon. A harpoon through the heart of a shark or a bullseye. I got it padlocked and zip tied to a zip line.
I had a vision that good music was on the kicking through. Some of these rappers ain't ready for fame, true. I had a vision that good music was on the kicking through. Some of these rappers ain't ready for fame, true. I had a vision that good music was on the kicking through. Some of these rappers ain't ready for fame, true. I had a vision that good music was on the kicking through. Some of these rappers was they ready for fame, true.
Yo, Button, was just rapping.
Talk smack right there. Give us a little bit. We gotta get back to the cipher real fast, though. Did tell y'all niggas we was having a start for y'all today, so you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all niggas do stay tuned in. Oh, that's the paper.
Make sure y'all go see that Isaiah move.
I'll be there. I like to say, man, it's y'all right here, y'all style active. The entire cast is from your style. I'm saying, so I'm out here on location. I'm on the Snapchat.
All right, y'all. I'm about to hop into this full session real quick. First cipher on the Michael Rob Live show right there. That right there, you check the archive videos of the show. I know y'all niggas can go ahead and spread it out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? We show love to the local scene. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got shit. There ain't nothing mainstream on our show, shit. Even our little big old made our theme music. You know what I'm saying? So shit, all our shit local. We shout out to the local niggas doing shit. Shout out to, you know, anybody doing something positive in Youngstown. I don't know. Y'all got any shout outs real quick?
Oh, yeah, nigga. Shout out Band Aid Gang. Shout out all my niggas from the South. Shout out my niggas from the Soup. Shout out my niggas from the East. Youngstown, we in here. What's happening? Nigga, 330.
Shout out to all the people that's in the yo that's trying to come up. You know what I'm saying? Keep writing, keep doing what you do, man. Because, you know what I'm saying? Dreams is real. We just out here working, man. Just keep working, man. Shout out to all the people all the local artists out there. Keep going.
Right. Yeah, shit. Keep grinding all shit. Start out with a dollar in the dream, nigga. You got to run from there. Shit. I don't know. We got a comedy show coming up. August 22nd out in Packer Music Hall in Warren. Tickets $26.50. Yeah, Packer Music Hall.
Okay.
Hey, we got some funny news coming through. A dude touring the country right now, T. Rowe.
Okay.
He coming through April Macy. My cousin Al Hollis, she can be on the show. I'm on the show. Wanda Mayfield on the show. We got a bunch of some funny motherfuckers up there. So, you guys check me out on YouTube, comedian Malcolm Floyd. I'm on there.
Right.
Make, like, share, and subscribe to all them. I got a bunch of videos I ain't posted up yet. I got to get some off my damn laptop. But.
Well, honestly, man, I need access to get them up on stage.
Right.
I tell you what, man. The first time I actually seen you last week, man, I tell you what. You had to go. And it's amazing, you know, but I was telling my mom, man. I was telling my mom and various other people how you do your material. Okay, that's what it is.
Right. That's, I got my comedy DVD. Freestyle comedy sets, No Notes, Just Jokes, Volume 1. Right.
And I love it because we're separating from everybody else, you know what I'm saying? Everybody else that rehearsed the material, you know what I'm saying? Or they got stuff, they borrowed from here, this, and the third. But to actually see a comedian go up on stage, you know what I'm saying, with nothing.
Bare knuckle.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And not be like doing the D.L. Huey thing where you just joining on the crowd. But actually telling, oh, man.
Since I started out, I've already been compared to, like, you know, Kevin Hart, Cat Williams. And you know what I'm saying? And it takes me to then get in humble with me because, like, dude, I'm only, like, 6 years in.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I've been doing it for, like, 6 years, but, like, still... Like you said, you go to a show with somebody and they did the same joke here that they did over there.
Right.
It's like, what I did over there, I done totally forgot that shit. Like I said, I record all my shit.
Right.
So it's like, I go back and see, like, oh, okay, I see why I fucked up now. See why, you know what I'm saying, I got to go here. So it's like, it, you know what I'm saying, it's like a process. Like, you know what I'm saying, like, you record your thing, your stuff, and you go back and you see, all right, when I went left there, I should have went right.
Right.
I said this, I should wait a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I choked up there, shit took a crap. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like when I go to my whole next little set, you know, comedy show, it's whole totally different. I elevated from where I went last time.
By the way, how you make it tune in? How you be able to tune in?
You can call.
I sent the link on my page. Yeah.
Or you can call in 646-649-1052. That's the number for the second half of the show.
Or what you gonna do? Go to my profile page, and the link should be there to click right on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know what I'm saying? So what I do from that show is like I totally elevate from that show to the next show. You know what I'm saying? So by the time I do my next show, I'm already like a lot of cats they watch a lot of, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if nobody can do it, but they watch like Red Fox and Richard Pryor and all the other cats and then like critique these motherfuckers. But I'm not like them, dude. When I go up there, you know, I don't know what I'm about to say, so I turn around and I got fucking 30 eyes looking at me. Like, alright, come on, here we go. You know what I'm giving to you. And then it's like shit, I go home and I watch myself. You know what I'm saying? I just sit there. A lot of my YouTube views are probably just me. Just going back and I just sit there and look at myself like, You know what I'm saying? And like, I listen to the crowd and I'm looking at him like, but you your own worst critic. So I always look at myself like, that shit wasn't funny. I got these motherfuckers dying in the crowd like, what the fuck were they laughing at?
That's good. I'm glad you brought that up because realistically, what for me, I'm Gabe was a good comedian, first off, you got to be naturally funny.
One.
Two. Because either you got it or you don't. Two, in my opinion, a good comedian, when he's up there telling his jokes, he doesn't need to prompt his audience. So why laugh at your own material? You know
right.
what I'm saying? If you're telling a joke, they should be able to grab it, should be clear enough for them to be, oh, and you shouldn't have to be like, oh, yeah, da-da-da, punchline, ha-ha-ha, and they'd be like, oh, okay, yeah.
See, it's crazy because, like, when I'm up there, it's like I said, a lot of shit just comes off the top of the dome, so it'd be like, it'd be that natural funny shit. So then it was like, I'm hearing it for the first time myself. So sometimes I do stop and laugh, like, man, what the fuck am I thinking about? Like, dude, I didn't came to this shit right here. Like, but then again, like you said, like, I engage the crowd, too, you know what I'm saying? Some motherfuckers just tell jokes to stand there, which I can't, you know, I don't, like I said, I never want to knock a person for just standing there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We got a left side, we got a right side, it's the middle. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? People that are sitting right here can't see me unless I walk a little bit over here.
Right.
So when I go over here, and, you know what I'm saying, I try to get to visual jokes to make you know what I'm saying, you hear me, but you visualize what you're hearing. So then you can picture a motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, doing some work. You didn't see something like before. I make a lot of jokes about the Abilify commercial. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You can go home now and probably see that on your TV and be like, this motherfucker's silly as hell. I'm like, shit, I'm fucking having depression. You give me something that's going to have suicidal thoughts, dry mouth, my fucking liver hurt. I'd rather just be depressed, my dude. Like, shit ain't all that bad.
There you go, exactly.
It shit ain't all that bad. You know what I'm saying? People just might have fucked me over to the point I just don't want to feel with nobody no more. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, a lot of my jokes in real life shit is just shit that you see on the daily. I look at the lighter side of life. You know what I'm saying?
Because of that, which is a beautiful thing, I feel like I'm in a problem right now. But because of that, it's a beautiful thing, because here's the thing. Because you take real-life scenarios and you bring the humor side of it, people can relate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because everybody's seen the Abilify commercial. Right. And everybody's seen the paying commercial. People in general, you know what I'm saying? We all go through things, you know what I'm saying? But if you can make a lighter side of it, okay, well, like, let's say, all right, well, I got cancer.
Right.
Because I don't, but I'm saying, if I ain't cancer. And I was a comedian. I'd be like, yeah, man, I went up there, chemo, da da da. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else that has it, you know what I'm saying? They'd be like,
well, they
yeah, man, make me feel that better. You know what I'm saying?
Feel better.
You know what I'm saying?
We're going through the same shit. You got a lighter heart about it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
People will be able to relate.
We got one more freestyle coming up, y'all. One more freestyle. Y'all ready for this?
Yeah, we ready for this.
Are y'all ready for the next
Pop.
Comedian?
Easy fun. Oh, yeah, go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. There's some slow shit for y'all, though. I don't even really, you know what I mean? Hold up. And we go all night. Follow what we say, your presence is. She tryna ride with us tonight. This shit ain't down to talk, because I'm cool with this being with you tonight. Feeling so free when I'm sleeping at the bar. Come on, feel this shit. Down it. talk good, cause I'm cool with this being with you tonight. Feeling so great when I'm eating that pussy. She tell me don't stop when I'm keeping that pussy. I put it on her head and I tap on her booty. She calling me daddy, I'm calling her baby. She wanna have my baby, I'm calling her crazy. She might just be crazy, but no, I ain't ready. This energy got me feeling like I'm circling. Rolling and swirling all up in this bill. But you won't keep on ringing, but we ain't budging. We ain't even budging, but damn, we ain't all fucked up. Damn, it's hot as fuck in here, but I'ma still go in, niggas. Me and the C in this bitch, but I don't fuck with it, like, nigga, hold on. Yeah, it's keys in this bitch. Yeah, smoking them all day, bro. I'm can't even feel the fever or something. Yo, you forget it. See that kid just going in here. The city in the building. You want to give a shout out to me in the show? Man, I'm gonna give a shout out to everybody that's still in, man. Shout out to my niggas. Shout out to Band-Aid. Shout out to niggas. Shout out to niggas. G League, nigga. G League ET. Shout out to everybody on the south, my nigga. Band-Aid.
Alright, it's been Marco Rob Live. Tune in next week. We had shit better together, but it's still been a lot of partying going on. The motherfuckers fucked up.
I'm sweating with the blood fucked up.